Rebels claim that they have fought to within sight of the traditional heart of Aleppo, the largest city in Syria. Elsewhere, there have been reports of fighting in the city of Homs and Duraa. It's a confused picture of the civil war, one which puts rebels on the march one day and retreating from government forces on another. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown is in northern Syria. Matt, good morning. Aleppo is still a very large prize being fought over. Are the rebels making ground or losing it, do you think?
At the moment, they say they're gaining ground, and really important ground, Tony. They say they're within a few hundred metres of the ancient fortress, which is a World Heritage Site in the centre of Aleppo. It's not only a beautiful site, but it's also extraordinary high ground. I've actually been there myself in previous years. And if they can take that, they'll be right in the heart of this most important of Syrian cities. Today also, I've been on the northern outskirts of the city. The rebels have taken a key junction there, and that puts them around 6 to 7 kilometres from northern suburbs of the city, which are heavily populated with regime supporters. And that's of note because the town bore all the scars of what I can only call a really bitter conflict. There were signs that the regime was using anti-personnel artillery. It's the type that bursts in the air, tears through flesh and shell, but also leaves deep pockmarks on asphalt and concrete. And the place was absolutely riddled with bullet holes.
Matt, it's worthwhile reminding listeners, I think, that while we talk about, you know, counterattacks and the fighting in and around Aleppo, this is very much a bloody, messy civil war with bitter recriminations.
Yeah, that's right. And I used the term bitter conflict just then, I guess, because, you know, in the town that I lived in, many homes were daubed with graffiti supporting the regime, extolling the virtues of the president. You know, so there were signs there of a population that was bold, assertive, and if not confident, at least defiant in the face of the rebels. More than one home was actually targeted, though, I can tell you. One in particular that was talking about the beauty of the feared secret police in its graffiti on the front wall had been targeted with the front gate blown in. You know, now, so you can't be sure, but there are signs there that the rebels are also targeting people who are in their homes who may not have been fighting back. I couldn't see any signs of firing coming out of those homes, for example. The Russian government is saying that video that's emerged of Syrian rebels allegedly killing Shabiha, the pro-government militia, shows that all sides in this conflict are violating human rights.
Is Aleppo now the sole focus for the rebels?
No, nor is it the sole focus for the government. You know, you think back to the beginning of last year to Duraa, which is where a simple protest and graffiti and a heavy-handed crackdown by the authorities turned a protest into a rebellion. The government's still pounding Duraa and Homs also, which for so long bore the brunt of the government's counterattack against the rebellion. That's also still today the scene of conflict with the government attacking there.
Matt, do the rebels have the resources to fight several fronts?
I've got to say I've been surprised by what I've seen. Again, where we were today, they've seized tanks, they've seized the ammunition that was in this checkpoint, a fairly large military post, and I've got to say also captured around a dozen soldiers. So, look, it's hit and run in some cases, a sustained assault in the case of Aleppo, and small groups operating with some coordination. I think it's going to go for a very, very long time. And I also wonder, Tony, when I looked at footage the rebels have shown us of these captured soldiers, you know, just how many of the defections they're getting are voluntary and how many are forced. So I can imagine, given what I've seen today, that quite a number feel they're left with very little choice.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown in northern Syria.